Hey, little brother. Good to see you. I missed you. Come in, come in. You haven't been to my place before, right? This is your first time. Hi, yeah, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for deciding to come spend the weekend with me. We haven't hung out in so long. How was your flight? How was everything? Good, yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't pick you up at the airport. I had to stay here because I was receiving a really important package today. A big package. You want to see it? I actually need your help. Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah, come on, set yourself down. My place is your place. You like my place? Oh, thank you. You know I love having everything very dark. I don't like the sun. You know I hate the sun. So I blacked out all the windows, lots of curtains. I'm glad you like my place. I promise you'll be very cozy here. I have your room all set up for you. Yeah, of course. I'm just happy to spend time with my little brother. And especially since it's our favorite time of the year. It's almost Halloween. So I'm sure we can get up to all sorts of spooky things. Yeah. Here, this is the thing. Yeah. Yes, it's an electric chair, yes. I actually need you to help me bring it up to my room because that's where I want it. It's legit. Yeah, I met this guy and he knew a guy who knew a guy from Craigslist who held on to these type of items. Yeah. Yeah, you wanna help me real quick? I was gonna do it later, but since you're already here, and then once we move it, we can just spend time together. We don't have to worry about moving it later. And then I'm sure you're hungry, right? What do you wanna eat? Oh, you know I don't cook. I don't really know any good food places around here. I don't really go out to eat much. Yeah, okay, I'm sure we'll find something, yeah. Alright, you want to take this end? And I'll take the other end, and then we'll shimmy it up to my room. got it. And this can kind of be like a house tour. Oh, got it. Yeah, this is way heavier than I thought it'd be. So this is the kitchen, as you see. Shimmy, shimmy, go, go. You got it. This is the living room, the dining room. Oh, is there in the corner? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you walk up the stairs back? You can? Okay, let's take our time. And these are the stairs. Okay, good. One more stair. Good. And then turn to your left. Yeah. And just back up right into that door. And that's my room. Here's my room. all right, ready? Wait, wait, wait. I want it in this corner. Okay. One, two, three. Okay, that was a workout. Yeah, this is my room. You like it? Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I love all, like, whips and chains and skulls and everything black. I'm going for a I don't really know. My electric chair kind of spices things up, right? It looked like a medieval dungeon. Now it looks like a medieval dungeon with an electric chair in it. Thank you so much. Come here and give me another hug. I missed you so much. I love my brother. My baby brother. Okay, you want me to show you your room? Or my room, but you're the guest room? I'm really excited for you to be here. You wanna sit in the chair? Are you serious? You let me strap your arms on the chair and strap your feet. Yeah, have a seat. Oh, I'm good. I'm just surprised that you want to sit in my chair. Yeah, have a seat. You're the first. Well, you're not the first person to sit in this chair. Don't worry, nothing's plugged up. You're not gonna get shocked, electrocuted. So, I'll strap in your left arm. Nice and tight. And then your right arm. How does it feel? I'm gonna strap your legs in.
You look pretty cozy. I mean, you look like you like it.
And got your feet nice and snug. Can you move? Try moving.
Oh, look at you struggle. You're not going anywhere.
Oh no, what if I accidentally just left you strapped to my electric chair for a little bit?
I'm just kidding. No. You want me to take a picture? Okay, here.
Smile. Cute. You're so cute.
All right, time to get you out of here. Okay, let's see.
Something's stuck. The chain is like it's. Hold on, I'm trying. Just stop. Stop squirming. I'm gonna get you out of here. It's just. Relax, you're not stuck. You can't be stuck. This is really bad if you're stuck. Okay, all right. I don't know. This is my first time. I just got the chair. I don't know. I didn't know you were gonna get stuck. You're fine. You're fine. Oh, sweetie, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad. This is just really bad. You don't understand what happened to me. If I tell you something, you have to promise not to freak out. Okay. There's a reason why you haven't seen me for a very long time. It wasn't a coincidence that I just went away and why I moved out here and why Mom and Dad won't let you see me anymore. A few years ago, I got into an accident. I don't really remember what happened, but it made me change. And all I know is that I crave blood. I can't be in the sun if sunlight touches my skin. burn me. I have to stay away from people. It's gotten a lot worse, and I've been learning how to control my behaviors. So, I've basically just been locked away in this house. You're the first person I've really gone to see in a very long time. I'm really afraid that something will happen because now you're stuck. And I'm hungry. And I don't know. I'm a vampire, okay? Yeah, I think someone turned me a few years ago, and it just slowly took over me. So I'm just really hungry. My normal delivery doesn't come until tomorrow, but I don't think I can make it. I knew you were coming today, and I was curious to see if you would help me. I've learned that for me, when it's the blood of somebody I love, care about, that I don't have to feed for a very long time. I'm talking months. So, the last time I've had something to eat was when, yeah. So, can you? I don't know what to do, because if I bite into your neck, I don't know if I could stop. I don't know if I would kill you or if I would turn you into something like me. I don't want to kill you. You want to help me? You really want to help your sister? Really? Oh my god, thank you. I swear I didn't plan any of this. I don't know how to get you out of this chair, I swear. You would die for me? No, no. I think there's a way we can fix this. I did some research, and if I'm really aroused, and if the person I'm going to feed from is aroused at the same time, while I'm sinking my fangs into your neck and drinking your blood, we don't have to have sex. I mean, you're my... but I was thinking more of what we used to do when we were... Yeah. Do you remember what we used to do? Yeah. When we would get really horny and we were together. especially when we were home alone. And we were watching movies together. And I would straddle you and sit on your lap and slowly grind against you and give you little kisses. And then I would grind on you faster and faster and faster and faster until I made you come in your pants. Oh, fuck. If we could do that one more time. While I bite into your neck. I think you'll have a much higher chance of surviving. Sure you want to do it? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm gonna get undressed. I'm gonna get completely naked because that's what I want to do. You've never seen me naked before, have you? Well, I can give you a little show. I'm naked. Stare at me, little brother. So I'll just face you and straddle you this way and sit on your lap. You're such a good boy. You've always been such a good boy for me. I'm just gonna slowly rock my hips back and forth, back and forth. I'm gonna go a little faster, okay, baby? Oh. Look at my tits. Bounce up and down. When I go fast. Too bad you can't touch them. You can't touch my tits. My perky tits. I like having you be. I like having you be strapped up. I'm in control of you. I can touch you, but you can't touch me. Left a little wet mark on your pants. Are you hard for your big sister? Are you gonna come for your big sister? Are you gonna come for your big sister? Are you gonna be a good boy? Let me drink your blood. Yeah. Yeah, you're such a good boy. You're such a good boy. I've missed grinding on your dick. Oh, I know. Oh, it feels so good. I want you to come so fucking hard for me. Are you gonna come hard for your sister? I have to bite into your neck now. Ready? It's gonna hurt a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetie. I promise I'll be fast. I promise. Oh. Come for me, come for your sister. Oh, I'm almost done, I'm almost done. I need you to come. Mm-hmm.
Marked my little brother. Don't worry. It'll go away in a few days. You're gonna feel a little funny for a little bit, but I promise I didn't turn you. Yeah, you might feel a little lightheaded. It's gonna be okay. You did a good thing, little brother. You helped me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I must admit, it was nice. Now, I need to figure out how to get you out of this chair.